I'm glad we don't get to have to do that every night. But I'm so glad you can hear us. Please forgive us for what our technology does. Tonight's the last night of a busy week. And boy, I just so appreciate your faithfulness. But I know I don't appreciate it as much as our Lord does. For those of you who have heard, it looks like Russia and Ukraine are kind of at it again. And so only God is going to be able to direct our paths. He did speak to me in a rather unique kind of open vision that he has been speaking to me through now for a little while. And that's what I'm going to speak briefly to you about. And it has to do with war in Europe. And then 9/11/24. Interesting, on that date, it just dawned on me that it's been a recent 9/11 that we had a major catastrophe in this country. And now we've got four Arab nations that are going to be meeting very soon. I saw this played out right before my very eyes. I was actually in one room and saw it happen in another room. So I'll share that with you tonight as well, because it's indicative of their plans with Israel. And it's very important to us to try to stay on top of these things and to thwart what would be possible for us to thwart. So thank you for hearing, and thank you for being here tonight to pray. Now, on 9/10/24, I found myself for 3 hours before the presence of the Lord, watching a video played out in front of me. It would be like there was no monitor, no screen, nothing like that. But it was being played out before me, while, like Zechariah, he at one time was taken literally into the vision to take part in the vision, revealing the things that God wanted to show him. And that's what I saw 9/10/24. I was looking on, but I was actually in the total experience, playing the whole thing out, doing my part, which was to be horror-stricken. and I saw what is coming. I saw what plans have been made. And our job is to stop those plans, to reverse Satan's ideas about our very near future. And I think that no matter what he has planned, you're going to hear this and you're going to say, yeah, well, been there, done that, seen that before. Because we have seen it. It was hours or years before most of our time season in the earth, but nevertheless, we've seen movies of it. too many movies of it. So it's not something that is unfamiliar to us. And it's going to be pushed back by the Lord. It must be pushed back by the Lord. And I'll tell you why in a moment. So let me read this to you, and then I'll attempt to elaborate on it. For 3 hours, a movie played before me. It was war in Europe. I saw soldiers going to houses throughout the city and surrounding villages. They would knock gently on house doors and then enter. They would either shoot the people on the spot, the people that were the residents of the home, would shoot them on the spot with guns that had silencers, or like little mice, they would guide the residents out to a place nearby where they had dug a huge hole and line up the people and shoot them all at once with a submachine gun. And that, incidentally, was the provocative instrument. They obeyed in just absolute, utter submission to leave their homes and go where they were told to go, hoping that their obedience would beget their lives, I guess. But if they, but they all saw that while some had guns on them, handguns, large handguns on them, they also, one of them had a submachine gun, and it was out of fear of that submachine gun that they did whatever they were told to do. So they would lead the family out because they didn't want to make any noise they didn't absolutely have to make for fear that other people would wake up in their houses, move into terror, and even contact the authorities. And they would lead them out of the city proper to a place where they had previously dug huge holes in the ground, rectangular graves, you might say, where many bodies could be thrown, and the dirt then piled on top of the dead bodies. And that's what would happen. They would lead them out to one of these holes, line them up along the edge of the hole, shoot them with a submachine gun, and then they would collapse into the hole dead. And they would do that many times until they felt like they had enough bodies in the hole that they could fill it with dirt. And then they would go to the next hole, and the next hole would take care of so many people from so many, I guess, apartment units, single family dwelling units, which they would go and retrieve the people from. Again, walking them out to these holes, gunning them down, and then burying mass graves of people. This went on, as I said, about 3 hours. The houses look like houses that I have seen built in European countries, not USA countries, or states, or American countries. They distinctly look very European. And the aggressor seemed to be, as I watched it all unfold, I hate to say this, you know, because you don't want to create fears and anxieties and wrong feelings toward a whole people group for the activity of what's going on back home. We ourselves have people that are part of this ministry who are in fact Russian. We love them very much, and we would never want anyone to despise Russians because Russia enters into war with another country in Europe. Wars happen. The Bible tells us it's going to happen. The New World Order heard from one of their prophets decades ago that it will take 3 world wars for the world to be ready for the New World Order. And so, personally, I've just felt in my heart we're either not going to have a New World Order, or it's going to be 3 wars to get us there. So what it's going to end up being, one way or the other, we are going to have the likes of the New World Order in the world, and we will have a World War III. But what I saw was stealth warfare, not bombs or of any kind being released from the skies, but stealth warfare. And it was very effective. After that 3 hours of watching that movie, I wish I could describe it to you. It would be like, I guess, getting up in the middle of the night and going to a theater, telling them to turn that 3-hour movie on and sitting there watching it. That's exactly what it was like, except I was part of it. I wasn't just watching, movie scenes being played out before me, but I was in the vision, you might say, just like Zechariah was in one of his visions. I was in it, participating in it. But they didn't know I was there. I knew they were there. They did not know I was there. And I was so glad, because I was so filled with anxiety over what I was seeing. This is coming eventually, but we sure want to push it back as far as we can. God has a world he wants to save. And if I go by what Jesus has spoken to me face to face, we are not going to see war of this nature until after a major revival, because we have been faithful with everything God has told us to do. And because we've been faithful, it has enabled him to take the whole presentation of season after season after season to the Father and tell the Father, it is done as you have asked, Father. And this is the evidence. So we have that standing before us. And the Lord is using that to hold the hand back to a major war. So let's pray over this, and then when we're finished with this, I'd like to tell you of another experience that I had. the next night. So, is everybody ready?
Ready, Mama.
Father, Lord of far and beyond, the east to the west, the north to the south, all planets, everything that has ever been created, above it all, you are God. And we thank you for your plans and purposes. Even this very moment, for as you said to us in the book of Jeremiah, that your plans and purposes are great, and they will bring great things to us. And so we wait patiently for these things, Lord. And in the meantime, we seek to be people who seek peace, peacemakers in the earth, people of the light, people of life, people of truth. And ever so importantly, people of love, we seek to save him who is lost, because your word says we are like so many sheep that have gone astray, each to our own separate ways. But you're going to gather the sheep of the nation. You're going to bring them into a single flock as your son helped us understand when he was here. We thank you for your kindness, for your generosity. We thank you that although the evil one is forever trying to provoke trouble, do whatever he has to do, whatever he can do, to create the greatest chaos from year to year, decade to decade. He just wants trouble and he wants blood. He hates those whom you've made. And his idea is to have the world all to himself. Well, greater is he, surely, that is in your people than he that is in the world. And we rejoice in that, because in that we know that Satan cannot do anything unless you give him permission to do it. So again, we thank you for that, Father. We look to you and we are radiant because we are filled with joy. We are filled with peace. We are filled with the knowledge of God and the goodness of all that you do. And we thank you that the time is close at hand when the beauty of the transforming grace that will be released through the new Great Awakening is going to be revealed. It will be astounding. It will be amazing. We know how you will cause limbs to grow where they didn't exist. people who are maimed inwardly from one reason or another will be healed. We will see such profound miracles, Lord, for you to glorify your Son. That is going to be absolutely amazing. We thank you for that. But for now, we have this upcoming temporal problem of the elite wanting war. And if they can provoke war among nations and do nothing but provoke, they like that best, because how can anyone run after them and say, you did thus and so, and they'll say, show me the evidence. And we'll have to say, no, we don't have evidence. Then get off my back will be their response. They want it to be so tight that they will never be connected with their evil. But Father, your hand not only holds the sparrow, but your hand holds the nations. We thank you for your love, your care, your genuineness, your generosity for the peoples of the earth, and how you look over the nations and you see how needy this nation is, and how needy that nation is, and how some nations have built and built and built until they have glorified themselves amazingly among the nations. But your care is not only for the big guys, it's for the little guys too. And we join your spirit and say to you, let this deadly workshop come to an end. They want innocent blood. You are the innocent blood that saved all those who are worthy, all those who welcome the work that you've done to save their souls. But when they partake, it will be to the death of that one which refuses to repent of his wrongdoing. And we thank you, Father, that as you look the nations over, you know where they're headed. You know where they're coming from. You know how many nations they want to bring down. It isn't just Ukraine. It is several other nations. If I remember looking at the map, just a little north of Ukraine, they really want to give us a quick start to the major event of World War III. But Father, we stand in your grace, in your authority, in your power, and we stand according to your will. And we say to this endeavor, we cause you to fall and to break into a million pieces. You will not come to pass. We speak to this war. Desist. Cease. And nullify these efforts in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be no more. And it's my understanding that we are sending all kinds of war penalia to Ukraine, which has Russia pretty nervous. But they can't prosper in that either. Unless, for some reason, you have let it come through your secondary plan, if you will. But we say to you, Lord, we don't want their primary plan. We don't want their secondary plan. We don't want any plan they have to offer that is going to take the blood of innocent people in the kind of distressing hours that I experienced watching that video, watching that happening. We thank you for your protection around the children and the young mom and daddies, the grandparents, in every way and everything. Whatever you have to do to bring this thing to a crashing halt, we ask that you will do. And as for our part, we will say, no, we will not accept this, because that's what you need from us. We will say that, and we will stand for that. And we will thank you all the while for every soul that's saved, because you are God. Now, one more time, I'd like everyone to pray with me. One, two, three. No! We do not accept you in Jesus' name. This war will not happen. Thank you, Father. And we will continue standing on this until the danger passes. Now, Father, you showed me another 9/11. And in this, I literally was up in my room when I turned and saw four Arab men. They looked to be dressed like elite people. Four Arab elites file by me, heading to a room. They passed me and went right through what was a wall as though it were a door, went right through it and into a room that doesn't really exist there, and sat down around a table, for they were going to talk. They had, I know, at least one other person that they were expecting. He wasn't necessarily an Arab, but he was going to help them formulate plans. And these four Arab leaders were going to be responsible for the war that they want to wage against Israel. So we say in the name of Jesus, we discomfit your plans. We tell you, confusion will stand where you think you have peace and understanding. Confusion will reign. Every time you think you've got the right idea, it's going to fall at your feet. You will not, as a company of Arab nations at this time in history, you will not rise up and destroy this people. We cancel your plans. We annul them. We shatter them to pieces. And may the nations of the world arise and stand with Israel. And we thank you for this, Father. For you are a good God. You love your people Israel. Whether it seems right in the eyes of some or not is irrelevant. You love Israel. That's that. And because you love Israel, as a church, we must love Israel. Of course, for Ricky and I, that's a given. There are people. But other people online that may or may not understand this, I just ask that you will awaken them to this very, very vital truth. Israel was, is, and always will be holiness unto the Lord. And yes, you will bring in those who have been adorned and those who have been prepared for salvation to the glory of the Son. In your precious name. Amen. Okay, you're on.